While aligning with the statement of the European Union delivered last Friday, I would like to make the following remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chairman, Ukraine highly values the important role which the IAEA plays in coordinating international efforts in securing nuclear non-proliferation regime and facilitating the peaceful use of nuclear energy worldwide. We support the IAEA efforts aimed at strengthening the effectiveness and improving the efficiency of its safeguard system. We welcome the progress made in the area of development of safeguards implementation at the state level, which will enable the agency to address new demands and challenges related to the nuclear technologies. It is our strong conviction that comprehensive safeguards agreements, together with additional protocol, represent the verification standard that best fulfills the objectives of the Article 3 of the treaty. Against this backdrop, Ukraine recognizes irrefutable authority and independent role of the agency in applying safeguards and drawing relevant conclusions in accordance with its statute, the NPT, Nuclear Weapon Free Zones Treaties, and agency's bilateral and multilateral safeguards agreements. Mr. Chairman, we highly appreciate the IAEA principled position on continuation of safeguards application to nuclear facilities and materials in Ukraine in accordance with the norms of international law and the IAEA statute. Ukraine retains jurisdiction over all nuclear facilities and materials, including the research reactor IR-100 and other nuclear facilities of the Sevastopol National University of Nuclear Energy and Industry, which are the property of Ukraine and presently are located on the temporary occupied territory of Ukraine. Provisions of the agreement between Ukraine and the IAEA for the application of safeguards in connection with the NPT remain fully effective and apply to all nuclear facilities and materials in Ukraine, including those located on the temporary occupied territory of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol. We strongly object to any steps, including within the framework of the IAEA, which are taken to legitimize temporary occupation of the part of the sovereign Ukrainian territory of Crimea. Let me underline that pursuant to the agreement between Ukraine and the IAEA for the application of safeguards in connection with the NPT, on the whole territory of Ukraine it is prohibited to deploy nuclear weapons or divert nuclear materials and facilities of Ukraine for military purposes. Therefore, Ukraine calls upon the international community to urge Russia to abstain from any actions connected with the violation of the nuclear-free status of the part of the temporary occupied territory of Ukraine, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, and the city of Sevastopol. Mr. Chairman, another serious challenge for the international nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation process remains the nuclear and ballistic programs of the DPRK. Taking into consideration the latest declarations of Pyongyang, we expect this country to start as soon as possible fulfilling relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions, to abandon all its existing nuclear and ballistic missile programs, to renew its dialogue with the IAEA, and re-engage constructively with the international community by taking meaningful steps towards denuclearization in order to work together towards lasting peace and security on a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula. Mr. Chairman, Ukraine underscores the crucial role of export controls in implementing the nuclear non-proliferation obligations under paragraph 2 of Article 3 of the NPT. We encourage all states to establish, develop, and maintain appropriate effective national export controls for nuclear and related dual-use goods and technology. We stand ready to share our national practice in the area of export control with other states. Recognizing the serious threat of nuclear terrorism, we reaffirm our commitment to work together with the international community to strengthen nuclear security. The necessity to immediately strengthen and adapt the regime of physical protection of nuclear facilities and material in Ukraine is primarily related to the threats emanating from the ongoing outside aggression. In this context, Ukraine is taking all necessary measures to ensure the highest level of physical protection of nuclear facilities and material, fully performs its international obligations in the area of nuclear safety and security, and comprehensively participates in the implementation of the activities envisaged by the IAEA Nuclear Security Plan. Finally, Mr. Chairman, let me assure you that Ukraine will remain actively engaged in the global process of non-proliferation and disarmament, consistently supporting effective multilateral efforts aimed at preventing and combating proliferation of weapons and materials of mass destruction. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative.